Welcome to an all-new episode of one of the most real podcasts on the internet. Whether it's talking about controversial subjects, to thought-provoking topics, or amazing guest interviews, this is a life podcast. It's time to sit back, relax, and listen to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Hope everyone's doing good today. I believe we're on episode 111 of the Cody Springer Show. Hope everyone's doing good today. Today is June 30th, 2021. I forgot what today's date was. I can never keep track of that shit. I've never been good at it, but But anyways, we're here for an all-new podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. I took some time away, and, I did give you guys a podcast last week. You know, I did episode 110, I believe. I think that was the number of the episode we were on. And it was the about the Chris Benoit double murder-suicide. You know, it was the 14-year anniversary, so I did a podcast in remembrance of that, and just gave my thoughts and feelings on that situation from 14 years ago. But you know, it's been quite a while since I have done a standard episode of the podcast, and quite a bit's gone down in from the last time I did a standard episode until now. You know, I've had some guest interviews. I've had done some, you know, different episodes. There's just been a lot going on, and there was an IGTV video that I did a few days ago that I want to address here publicly on the podcast, because, you know, there's probably some people who listen to this podcast that don't follow me on Instagram. But anyways, as of this point forward, if anybody, and this is just doesn't go for independent artists, this just goes for anybody who wants to be on my podcast, and you know, and if they go through my management or Family First Records, appearances on my podcast are no longer going to be for free. You know, I'm not going to pro bono those anymore. It's just because I've had so many people no show, or they don't confirm their appearance on the podcast. So therefore, you know, I mean, I have to start charging people because of that. And it's something that I, you know, didn't want to do, but it just got to that point now where I have to do it. And it's nothing personal. I just want to make that clear. It's nothing personal against them. You know, it's just something that I have to do now. You know, I have to do it, you know, so that way I know that the person is serious about wanting to be on my podcast. So if I seek you out, you know, for a podcast interview, then that's different. You know, it's because I want you to be on my podcast. But for anybody who wants to be on my show and I don't know you, then I'm going to have to charge you. If you are looking to do a 30-minute interview to promote yourself, it's going to be $10. If you want to be on for 60 minutes, an hour, then it's going to be $20. For 90 minutes, an hour and a half, it's going to be $30. And for any 30-minute increment after that, it's going to be $10 more. So, you know, if you want to do a 2-hour podcast, that's fine, but you're going to pay me $40, you know, and that's just because at the end of the day, I don't want my time to be wasted. You know, I mean, my podcast was doing just fine, you know, before I accumulated all these interviews, and it'll be just fine, you know, going forward. You know, I don't have to interview anybody ever again on this podcast if I don't want to, but you know, I do like to have those guest interviews because it changes things up and makes things interesting. You know, you hear a different perspective from somebody else. So therefore, you know, that's why I would like to continue to do these guest interviews. But if you're going to come to me yourself, then I'm going to charge you, you know, because I don't know you. I don't know if you're going to just no-show me or if you're going to just, you know, fuck off. Because I've had like 5 people who were brought to me by other members of the label, and they either blew off the podcast or they just, you know, they didn't confirm a day and time, you know, and it kind of pissed me off, man, because like I just felt like my time got wasted. You know, I was investing my time into people who didn't want to invest their time into me. And yeah, man, it can be frustrating. So to any other podcasters out there, got to be careful about that, man. You know, like, don't let just anybody be on your podcast. You know, make sure they're serious. And if you have a big enough, you know, platform to where you can start charging people, then do it. You know, I was highly against it, you know, but because here's the thing, like months ago, Nonchalantly Zay was telling me, bro, you need to start charging people to be on your podcast. And I told him, no, man. I was like, man, I'm not about that, you know. But now, you know, he was right. You know, he was right in that aspect, because now this is what it's boiled down to being. You know, it's nothing personal. You know, I'm not trying to make this a money grab situation, because it's not, dude. You know, I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, people are serious about wanting to come onto the podcast. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is what we have to do from this point forward. All right. Well, now that we got that out of the way, let's get on with the show. This podcast is sponsored by Family First Records. You hear me talk about Family First a lot, but we aren't just a music label. We are looking for podcasters and content creators as well. We won't make you sign any contracts or agreements just to be down with us. It's a label that's all about supporting the creator. So, if you make music, do podcasts, or make videos on YouTube, and are looking for a group to be a part of that will support you and help you get the exposure you want, then come to Family First Records. You can message Family First Records on Instagram at FamilyFirst_Records. The first thing we got to talk about is Bill Cosby. You know, the big news came out today that Bill Cosby is set for release from prison after his conviction on sexual assault charges was overturned. And man, I couldn't be any happier for Bill Cosby, you know, because this man is a legend in the entertainment world, and he got railroaded 6 years ago and got, you know, fucked over and sent to prison. And I just kind of felt like the whole situation was fucked from the beginning. I kind of felt like Bill Cosby was just a victim of the Me Too movement, because that's the thing, you know, we've been seeing it play out over the last several years, you know, all these women coming out and making accusations against certain celebrities and men, you know, saying that they sexually assaulted them, raped them or whatever, and you know they were, you know, wrongly accused, sent to prison over it. And I just kind of felt like the accusations against Bill Cosby were thin at best, because some of these accusations were like 2 decades old, if not more, you know what I'm saying? So like, I'm like, how in the fuck are you gonna, like, you know, charge somebody over something that supposedly happened 2 decades ago or 3 decades ago, you know, and have no evidence? Like, I just kind of felt like Bill Cosby was a victim here. You know, he was wrongly sent to prison, you know, and I mean, the man is 83 years old, you know, like the man should be living his last years on this planet in peace and enjoying his life, you know, in retirement. But no, he's spent the last 6 years in prison. This is how fucked up our judicial system is. You know, the court of public opinion. Because I feel like the court of public opinion is more important than actual, like, justice, you know? I mean, here's the thing. If someone commits a crime and the evidence proves that that person did it beyond a reasonable doubt, then yeah, then I do believe that person should face the consequences of what they've done, you know? I mean, here's the thing. If, like, Joe Schmo goes out and murders somebody and all the DNA evidence and his fingerprints are on the murder weapon and his DNA's on the victim, then yeah, it's an open and shut case, and he should face the consequences of what he did. But here with Bill Cosby, all the evidence was thin. You know, there was nothing there. You know, and Bill Cosby, you know, yeah, he admitted that, you know, of using Quaaludes, you know, when he had sex with these women. You know, here's the thing. I'm not saying that Bill Cosby didn't make a mistake with these women. You know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I mean, because here's the thing. All male celebrities at one point in time fucked around, you know. I mean, come on. I mean, once you have all that fame and that money and shit, you know, women are going to crawl over to you because of who you are, you know. So for Bill Cosby, yeah, he admitted that he was fucking around, you know. Like, he didn't hide that fact. But he did not sexually assault anybody. Because these women claimed that, you know, they were given a cocktail that would put them out. So that way Bill Cosby could take advantage of them. And I just don't believe that, man. I don't believe that Bill Cosby did that shit, man. You know, it just didn't feel right to me when these accusations first came out, man. It didn't feel right then, still doesn't feel right now. So yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, and now they're overturning it. You know, they're saying that Bill Cosby did not have a fair trial. So, like, why? You know, why now are they just letting Bill Cosby out? You know, that shit in itself don't feel right to me. It's kind of like they wanted Bill Cosby to be in prison for, you know, over this period of 6 years, only to let him back out. Because he got sentenced 3 to 10 years in prison for, you know, what they convicted him of. And now they overturned the conviction, so now it won't go against his public record. But shit, if I'm Bill Cosby, man, I'm going to be fucking suing, you know? I'd be suing them for wrongful imprisonment. Yeah, man, like, because here's the thing. Like, not only did they, you know, fuck this man over and strip him of his freedom, you know, they ruined his reputation. They really did. Oh, my God. I couldn't even imagine that, man, you know? You know, I feel bad for Bill. I really do, you know. I have a lot of respect for Mr. Cosby, you know. Wow. Well, I'm glad he's out now. I'm glad he's a free man. And I'm glad that, you know, that the sexual assault charge, you know, will no longer, you know, be on his public record. But still, man, you can't get back 6 years of your life, you know. Because here's the thing, there's a lot of people that are in prison right now for shit they did not do, you know, or on petty shit like marijuana, you know. There are people that are serving like fucking 40, 60 years for marijuana possession, you know, and here's the thing, like, it's about to be fucking legalized. Like, that's the shit that kind of gets me, man. Like, why? Like, why are these people still sitting in prison on these old cases and shit, man? They should be set free, man. Like, fuck, man. But anyways, you know, I hope Bill Cosby, you know, I hope he's going to be in good spirits and, you know, and hopefully, you know, he'll be able to, you know, live his life in peace, you know, now that he's going to be a free man. So, yeah, my much respect and positivity to Bill Cosby. All right, let's talk about John Cena. As you guys know, John Cena's in the new Fast and Furious movie. And, you know, there's been talk about him returning to the WWE. And John Cena, he did an interview with Complex News. And John Cena said that the WWE doesn't need him right now. John Cena said, and I quote, "I relate a lot of things to WWE. And this one falls directly in that line. What was it like to join the WWE locker room? WWE is a global phenomenon with or without John Cena. And that's proven before I got here and certainly now that I'm not there anymore and they're still thriving. They don't need me. But it's such an honor and a privilege to walk in that locker room and be able to go out there and perform." I would like to call John Cena out right now. Because the WWE does need John Cena. They do. They really do. Because the WWE, as I've talked about before, rely on their older talent to get them by. I mean, I've said it for years, man, that the WWE needs to make new stars. They need to make new megastars, you know, because here's the thing, you know, there's only one guy, in my opinion, in this company that's a megastar, and that's Roman Reigns. I mean, yeah, there's guys that are technically stars, you know, like Seth Rollins and AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, you know, those guys are stars, but they're not megastars. Nobody is on Roman Reigns' level right now. And they need someone like John Cena to come back to boost attendance when they return in front of live fans. Because next month, you know, coming up here pretty soon, you know, WWE is going to be back in front of live crowds again. And then, you know, they're going to have John Cena come back. And the rumor is that he's going to be at SummerSlam and he's going to be challenging Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. So, yeah, I think what John Cena said is crap, you know, that they don't need him. That's bullshit. They do, because they don't have anybody with his drawing power. You know, the only guy that's close to that is Roman. You know, Roman Reigns puts asses in seats. John Cena, whether you love him or hate him, puts asses in seats. So, yeah, I think Cena's full of crap when he says that. Now, here's the thing. Would WWE still profit even if Cena didn't come back? Yes. Yes, I do agree with that. However, like I said before, it's all about star power. It's all about drawing money. It's about drawing fans to the arenas for shows. You know, it's all about, you know, selling tickets. And John Cena sells tickets. You know, I mean, he was... WWE's biggest box office draw for years. And now Roman Reigns is that guy, you know? So, yeah, I think it'll be quite interesting to see how, when Cena does return, what he's going to do. And, yeah, I think it's going to be quite interesting to see what happens there. But I do think Cena is wrong when he says that WWE doesn't need him. I think that's a bunch of crap. All right, let's kick it over to more entertainment news. Samuel L. Jackson is finally getting an Oscar. After all these years, Samuel L. Jackson is getting an Oscar, and because he's never had, an Oscar ever. And now that he's finally getting it, and I'm happy for Sam. Ceremony will be on January 15th, 2022. And yeah, man, because like Samuel L. Jackson, in my opinion, is one of the most consistent and great actors that we have in Hollywood. I mean, he's been in so many great movies, man, like Pulp Fiction, Snakes on a Plane, Lakeview Terrace. Just so many damn good movies that this man's been a part of, and he's a hell of an entertainer. He's funny. He's great. He just has great presence in whatever film that he's in. Like Samuel L. Jackson, in my opinion, is definitely one of the best actors there is. He likes to say motherfucker a lot. That's another thing too. Like people don't know this, but Sam uses the word motherfucker as an affirmation word, because Sam had a stuttering problem when he was younger, and he would say the word motherfucker and then the stuttering would stop. I mean, he would use the word motherfucker as an affirmation word, and that's why, he motherfucker is his word, because the other day we were me and my girlfriend, we were watching Snakes on a Plane on Peacock, and there's that classic line, I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. He's a great actor, man. Samuel L. Jackson, he brings it every time he's on screen, and definitely deserves getting an Oscar. All right, we got some more entertainment news here. Batista. Yeah, Dave Batista is not interested in doing a movie with The Rock or John Cena. Yes, because Cena was asked I'm not sure what interview it was or who asked him, if he would do a movie with The Rock. And Cena said that, I feel as if that would be entertaining. There's a lot more than my opinion to connect those dots, but I think it would be entertaining. And then a fan tweeted Batista if he was interested in doing a movie with Cena and The Rock, and he said, nah, I'm good. And now, people are like, he's got beef with Cena and The Rock. And no, I don't think that's what it is, man. Because think about it, man. If Dave Batista was to do a movie with John Cena and Dwayne Johnson, I mean, shit, Batista would get third billing. I don't think he would, I mean, don't get me wrong. The movie would definitely sell. I would see a lot of wrestling fans being hyped about it, and they would definitely go to the theaters to watch it, but, I don't think Batista would want to risk getting outshined by Dwayne The Rock Johnson or John Cena, even though I do think Batista is a better actor than Cena, don't get me wrong, all three of them are great. They're all great entertainers. Batista, his most recent film was Army of the Dead. That's on Netflix. And I thought that was a good movie. It was pretty good. It was Batista, my dude, Omari Hardwick. It was a good film. And then The Rock, we all know he's an accomplished actor. He's doing so much great shit. Just constantly working. And then Cena is just getting started in Hollywood. Like I mentioned before, he's in the new Fast and Furious movie, Fast 9. They're all great, but I can see why Batista would not be interested in doing a film with Dwayne and John, because I kind of feel like he would be, you know, like people wouldn't care so much if Cena and Dwayne are also, you know, in the movie. So, yeah, man, I can see Batista's point on that. And, yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. Like, if these three were in a movie together, what would the movie be about? You know, what kind of roles, what kind of characters would these guys play? You know, would they be the typical muscle head, you know, type guys? You know, maybe they do a military movie or some shit like that, you know? I mean, but just don't make it look like the Expendables, dude, you know, because, I mean, that's already been done, you know, I mean, because that's another thing, too, you know, the Expendables, I'm not saying those movies were bad, but they were just, like, the typical bring in your Hollywood action heroes or your badass, you know, pro wrestler or MMA fighter, you know, shit like that, and... You know, I wasn't really keen on some of the people they brought in to do those films. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of movie these guys would do if they ever did it. But, you know, I can see why Batista would not want to do a film with Cena and Dwayne. All right, let's go over to some music news now. Bow Wow has announced his retirement from rap. Yeah, Bow Wow, he was in a versus battle recently with Soulja Boy. I didn't watch it, but Bow Wow apparently won the battle. And, yeah, now he's retired from rap music. And, you know, he said, y'all see why I don't want to be rapping no motherfucking more. This is exactly why I'm at peace. I'm at peace, man. I like hosting my shit, making more money than half of y'all. I like doing my podcast. This shit right here is the number one reason why I don't want to rap no more. This is the reason why. I do movies and I do so much other shit. It's because rap shit brings stress. Well, I understand where he's coming from. You know, everybody does a podcast now. You know, and that's the thing, like, you know, all these celebrities and artists, once they're kind of out of the limelight a little bit, you know, they take a step back and they do a podcast. You know, everyone has a podcast now. You know, everyone has a microphone where they can talk shit and say what they want to say, you know, and that's why I do it. You know, I like to speak my opinion about stuff and I like to talk about things, but it's kind of funny that it's taken Bow Wow this long to retire from rap music, you know? Because Bow Wow, let's be honest, his career, I mean, he's been irrelevant, you know? He's been irrelevant for so many years, you know? I mean, I feel like his career kind of went downhill in, like, what, 05, 06, you know? I mean, yeah, he was still putting out some decent music, but, like, he wasn't nowhere near the level of success that he had when he was, like, real young, you know, when he was, like, a teenager and shit. But, you know, I'm glad that he has found other things to sink his teeth into that he's more passionate about, you know, like doing the podcast and doing movies and stuff. You know, I'm glad he's found other passions, you know, because, you know, here's the thing. When people quit music, they don't try to do anything else. Like, take Ludacris, for example. You know, Ludacris was one of the most successful rappers of his time. And then he transitioned into an acting career. You know, I mean, like, it can be done. You can go in, you can do other things. You don't have to be known for just one specific thing. Just like with me. You know, I'm going into doing spoken word music. You know, I got one song out right now. And I got another one coming this Friday with Nonchalantly Zay. Y'all stay tuned for that. And then I got another one, too, that I'm working on. And yeah, and then plus, you know, I'm doing my movie thing. You know, I'm doing my movie. I'm going to be filming that here in the next couple weeks called Game. So, yeah, you can do other things. You don't have to be doing just one thing. You know, like, so, yeah, man, like, so I'm glad that Bow Wow has found other passions in his life. All right, let's go into some gaming news here. Mario. Now, Mario from Super Mario Brothers, he has a personal net worth of over $800 billion. That's no joke, man. You know, Mario has a net worth of $805 billion. Net credit. They made a list of notable video game characters and their net worth. And they explained that an exchange rate was determined of each currency in various video games comparing to the cost of real-world items. And once those numbers were crunched, Mario was on top. And, you know, he beat out characters like Sonic the Hedgehog, Ratchet and Clank, Pokemon trainers. So, yeah, man, like, so Mario's a rich motherfucker, man. yeah, they said this estimate was reached because it takes 100 coins to get an extra life, and the insurance industry values a human life at about $8 million. Therefore, he will typically run across enough currency during one of his adventures to accumulate that net worth. So even though it was a list done for fun, you know, I mean, think about it, man. Definitely the most successful video game character of all time, man. I mean, bar none, you know. Like Mario, like he is a character that like everyone resonates with and most recognizable, you know, between him and Donkey Kong. You know, I think, you know, Mario is definitely the most recognizable video game character of all time. And, you know, now he has a net worth of $800 billion. He's a rich motherfucker. All right, guys. It is the return of me reading fucked up whispers from the app Whisper. You know, I don't use the app personally, but I go to the website. You know, the Whisper website. They have these lists on here. And today we're going to be reading 17 crazy interactions civilians have with cops. So, yeah, let's get into it. Number one, I bought a body pillow from Walmart, and a cop told me on my way out that he wishes he was my pillow. Creepy. Wow. That is creepy. Number two, today a police officer told me if I was 30 years younger, I would marry you. What? What the fuck? Number three, when I was attacked, the police officer told me I should have walked home in a better lit area. I was less than a minute from my front door, and it was covered by CCTV. Hashtag stopped victim blaming. Yeah, that's fucked up. That is fucked up, man. Like, oh, you need to walk home in a better lit area? Wow. That's fucked. Number four. Today at work, a cop told me to smile because every time he sees me, I'm frowning. I'm honestly not trying to and thought I looked pretty happy. My bad. Meh. Number five, I made a call to report domestic violence and the cop told me to take off my shirt so he can see my bruise outside in front of the whole world. That's not protecting me. Yeah, that, something about that doesn't seem right. You know, like, oh, take off your shirt so I can see your bruise. What? What? Wow. Sounds like the cop had some ulterior motives there. Number six, all right, I delivered a pizza just a minute ago to the jail, and the cop told me it's for an inmate. At least I made a $6 tip. Well, apparently that inmate's got some special privileges, you know, if he's getting fucking pizza delivered to him. All right, number 7. A cop told me, "Who do you think you are? You're not special," because I was carrying iced tea in my hand and he thought it was a beer. What a jerk. Wow, what a fucking moron. The fucking iced tea, bro. Like, seriously? Number 8. I just got pulled over. The cop told me I was beautiful and gave me a warning. Thank you? Wow. I've heard about women using their looks to, you know, get out of tickets and shit, but, you know. Number 9. One time a cop told me to keep a lighter in my bathroom if I was afraid of burglars. He then instructed me on how to make a DIY blowtorch. A what? A DIY blowtorch? What kind of MacGyver shit is this cop on, man? Like, seriously. Number 10. A cop told me my self-harm scars will prevent me from getting a job in law enforcement. I hate being told what I can and can't do. Okay, a while back ago, I can't remember which episode it was, but, you know, Marcel and I, Marcel attempted to go into the Marine Corps, and I don't know if he's still trying to, or what the deal is with that, but he was disqualified from the Marines because he had scars on his arms, you know, and they thought that he was self-harming himself. So, yeah, I mean, that is legit. You know, like, it doesn't matter if it's law enforcement or military, you know, they will disqualify you from that. All right, number 11, got pulled over going 155. Cop told me I had a cool car and liked my tattoos. No ticket. What the fuck? You went 100 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone and got pulled over, no ticket, because you had a cool car and tattoos. That cop's not doing his fucking job. All right, number 12. Police officer told me all pot smokers are unmotivated and are a waste of society. I have straight A's, compose my own music, and work out, and I smoke every day. Yeah, like, that is so fucking untrue, because some pot smokers fucking, you know, are some of the hardest working fucking people there are, man. And here's the thing, like, when people smoke, they're more focused. They're more focused on what they're doing, you know, because, like, because I'm telling you guys, you know, this is why I'm an advocate for marijuana, because of, you know, because it can definitely but keep you more focused, you know, because I would say that I'm more focused when I did smoke compared to being sober. So, all right, number 13, a cop told me that most of the cops at his precinct were libertarian and that they wish more stuff was just made legal so they wouldn't have to arrest people that are going to do it anyway. Probably talking about, like, petty shit, you know, like, you know, weed possession and stuff like that. So, maybe that's what he's talking about. Number 14, a cop told me I was hot yesterday. Okay. Number 15, a cop told me my bike sounds awesome. A cop. Haha. What an awesome morning. Number 16, a cop told me I deserve to be verbally and emotionally abused. Are you fucking serious? Who the fuck says that to somebody, man? Wow. And the last one, a cop told me my profile pictures were pretty. Haha, made my day. Profile pictures? What, is he stalking you on Facebook or some shit? Okay, then. Well, guys, that'll conclude the podcast for today. And you guys take care and watch out for creepy cops. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at @CodySpringer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.